You've got to dig deeper into the latest congressional scorecard to really understand the state of federal IT reform. Yes, overall grades for compliance with the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act went down or stayed the same for most agencies, and they weren't so great to begin with. But when you break down the areas like incremental development or managing software licenses, the results look a little bit different. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller did that digging and writes about what he found. He joins me now with the results. And Jason, if you would just briefly review the top line grades on that, I guess, sixth edition of the FITAR scorecard.
I know. Can you believe it's already the sixth edition? This is definitely one of my favorite most times of the year, twice a year, the scorecard.
Time passes fast when you're having fun.
I don't think CIOs would agree with that, Tom. But five agencies saw their grades go up. The National Science Foundation, Transportation, Labor, HHS, and Energy. Eight agencies saw their grades stay about the same. And 11 agencies saw their grades went down. The biggest one that was surprising was the U.S. Agency for International Development went from the only A- to a C-. That was a big surprise. SBA, OPM, VA, and Treasury also saw their grades dip. Now, the other big thing that happened on this new scorecard version 6, Tom, was the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee added two new categories that they're tracking. Compliance with the Modernizing Government Technology, or MGT Act, and they did a trial run, a prototype, if you will, around FISMA scores. This is cybersecurity, with 50% of the scores based on the reviews by the inspector general of the agency and 50% of the score based on the CIO reviews. Very similar in some ways to what OMB does with their annual FISMA report to Congress. So a couple new pieces and parts. And as Congressman Will Hurd, the chairman of the subcommittee on IT, said many times, he wants to make this a cyber hygiene scorecard eventually. And you can see them going in that direction.
Okay, and you've discovered that these grades really don't necessarily tell the whole story about agencies, how they're doing. What did you discover in your continued digging?
Continued digging, yeah. It's, again, there's so much data here, and there's so much really good information. And I think one of the misnomers that happens when we talk about the scorecard is agencies see, well, they get an F or a D, or there's a lot of red across the scorecard. And right away, people think, oh, well, there they go again. Agencies still struggle. But the data tells you actually, Tom, I think something different. And I'm going to give you some examples. Agile development. Feels like we've been talking about the use of DevOps or Agile for quite some time. And it seems like agencies, every CIO talks about it. Every agency says they're doing it in some way or the other. But then the scorecard comes up and there's a lot of red, a lot of, kind of orange that's for D's. And you think, okay, well, what's not happening here? But in fact, the Government Accountability Office found that 87% of all federal IT programs, according to CIOs, are using incremental or agile development. Now, Tom, this is up from 58% just 4 years ago, 2014. So when we talk about a culture shift, that's a great example of one that's actually happening. Data center consolidation optimization, something that's been going on now for what feels like, 7 or 8 years. There are 5 F's and 2 D's. But GAO says, again, agencies are on pace to close more than 7,000 data centers. Now, that's out of 12,000 that existed at one point, according to OMB counts. And GAO says agencies are expected to save more than $4 billion by September. That's over the life of this data center consolidation. One more example, Tom, Megabyte Act. This is a new addition to the scorecard, not in version 6, but in version 5. And this is all about how agencies are looking at their software licenses and consolidating them and getting rid of duplication and really getting better prices. 14 agencies received an F grade on their Megabyte Act efforts. But GAO says, well, wait a minute, that may be true, but we do expect agencies to reduce the number of software licenses, and we expect them to save more than $340 million government-wide, again, by the end of 2018. Now, as David Powner, the director of IT issues at GAO, points out, this is 3 times more than the central fund under the MGT Act. So as you can tell, Tom, it's not just about, hey, this agency got a red or this agency got a green or something in between, but there, when you look at the details, there's definitely a lot better progress being made across the board in almost every category.
Yeah, it's almost like the bubbles at the bottom of a pot that's about to boil. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. And Jason, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee hauled Defense Department IT, their whole acquisition, financial leaders, all of them came up to the Hill to explain their F-plus grade. What did we learn about their efforts?
Now, this was really interesting because DOD a lot of times is not included in a lot of the efforts made by around IT reforms. If you think about the recent executive order on CIO authorities, does not include DOD. You think about some of the other policies that come out. You know, there's a recent binding operational directive that just came out that DHS just released on Friday around high-value assets. Doesn't include DOD. The cyber sprint from a few years ago doesn't include DOD. Congress has made it very clear to DOD that this scorecard, these changes, definitely includes DOD. And this was the first time House Oversight and Government Reform Committee members hauled up the DOD CIO, their acquisition person, and their deputy CFO on before them to ask them questions. Fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, Tom, Dana Deasy, who's the new DOD CIO, he'd only been on the job for 13 days before having to face the committee. And to his credit, he said, listen, there's a lot I don't know. There's a lot of things that happened before me that I'm not sure why they happened or why they're still happening. But he did promise to make some changes. And one of those big changes he promised, Tom, was around reducing, well, first of all, reviewing and then potentially reducing the number of people with the title CIO in what they call the Fourth Estate. Now, that's the Office of Secretary of Defense and those related kind of agencies within the OSD and Pentagon structure.
Yeah, there's about 35 of them, right?
That's ridiculous how many, right? There's 35 people to CIOs. And when Congressman Hurd asked Mr. Deasy about that, he said, should we have 35 people with the title CIO? He said no. Mark Easton, who's the deputy CFO, said no. And Robert Fahey, who's the assistant secretary for acquisition, he also said no. So very interesting there. A couple other quick tidbits from the DOD part of the hearing. Mr. Deasy also talked about they're going to complete their first software license inventory by December of this year. So they're going to know all the software, where it is, and what versions they have as a way to start beginning that rationalization and getting rid of duplication.
All right, and Jason, I wanted to ask you this, because committee members were clearly disappointed that the overall grades, as you put it, the colored boxes with red and orange and yellow, had not improved that much, and maybe they hadn't dug as deeply as you have. Still, what can agencies do now, not just to improve grades, but also how they actually improve their buying and managing technology?
What stood out to me in the hearing, especially from GAO and David Powner, was he says if agencies just do three basic things, they will not only get better grades, but they really will improve the management of their technology and the way they buy it. He goes, those three things are very simple. Require the CIO to report to the head of the agency or the deputy secretary. Establish a working capital fund under the MGT Act so you can gather savings from these modernization efforts to reinvest in other modernization efforts. And Mr. Powner said, establish a software license inventory. It's amazing how many agencies just haven't done those basic things. He said, listen, if the scorecard, if nine agencies had just had their CIO report directly to the head of the agency, those grades would have gone up across nine agencies. And in fact, Mr. Powner said, leading up to the scorecard, the Housing and Urban Development Department, the National Science Foundation, and SBA all changed the CIO reporting structure since last November. And at the hearing just last week, the Agriculture Department promised that by the next scorecard, their CIO would report directly to the head of USDA as well. So these are simple things that can make a really big difference. And what Mr. Powner said and GAO has found through its auditing, its research, its you know, looking at agencies, those agencies that have the CIOs directly report to the head of the agencies tend to do better across the board on all, you know, the management and buying of technology. So this is not just about grades, Tom, but this is fact and evidence that shows simple things can really make a big difference.
Yeah, really doing. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.